baby. See you on the other side. Yeah. It's nice having some new fans here.
And how's it?
Radio fans out there. They're all coming to the Square Root tonight.
Come to the Square Root.
How can I not like this? I love Neil Young.
We do not like to be. Everybody says I sound like Patti Smith. I don't sound anything like Patti Smith.
You might have the same hair, and that's why they're saying it.
We have the same hair. We do. The gray. Messy
punk hair.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay. Got some Patti Smith attitude.
So do a Patti Smith cover.
I wish I had Patti Smith attitude. I mean, you know, I do love her. She said
the N-word in a song.
I was in 10th grade when Horses came out, or 11th grade, and I saw her in Central Park when she did Easter and said, I'm not getting off the stage, and they fined her, like, a lot of money because she kept playing. Awesome.
She had the money.
And I sat next to her.
She would have done it if she didn't have the money.
I sat next to her in an Elton John concert.
That was did you really?
Cool. Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
There you go.
I wouldn't expect her at an Elton John concert, but that's fantastic.
She was there.
I like them both.
Me too.
I got to say, I like 70s Elton John. I don't know what the hell.
You know what?
It's like a different person
Yellow
now.
Yellow Brick Road.
I saw Elton John on Thanksgiving 1974.
Oh, sweet.
It was my second concert. I was the biggest Elton John fan in the world. I clapped so hard, I cracked all my rings and I couldn't take my...
Did he do Better Off Dead? Right.
See, this is... People ask, like, do you remember the set list? I don't remember. That was 1974, for crap's sake. But anyway, I do remember that John Lennon came out and did a couple of songs with Elton John.
At that show?
Yeah, that was the famous
now I have
John
to kill
Lennon
you.
Show.
I'm jealous and now you must die.
But I have to also say that I went to see Elton John in 1981 and I did some psychedelic drugs. And it's not really... Elton John is not the place to do psychedelic drugs. I felt like I was at a Frank Sinatra concert with a bunch of old people. Mm. So I kind of stopped listening to him after that. But I read his autobiography, and it's hilarious. So I would recommend Elton John's autobiography.
Wasn't he, like, drunk most of the time?
He was drunk back then.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I was.
So I didn't care.
I was. I was 12, and I was wasted.
I was probably wasted when I was 12 too. Boone's Farm. One of my friends posted a picture of MD 2020 and Boone's Farm.
Boy.
And like all these.
It'll take pain off your bumper.
Bad
Boone's
wines
Farm
that we used to drink back in the early 70s.
What's Boone's Farm? A bad wine?
Boone's Farm.
Oh, Boone's Farm.
Boone.
Yes.
I have a little nasal
Not
action
as bad
going
as
on
MD
today.
2020. That would take rust off your bumper.
I guess the rust has been taken off my bumper.
I was a rummy. I got hooked up because my mother drank Bacardi, and she got a big handle every week. And the first thing I'd do as soon as she went out is I'd water that friggin' down halfway. And I got to the point where I used to say, I have to do this.
I know, you're saving
She
it
wouldn't
from...
be able to handle it if she had the real thing.
That's
now.
What I was just thinking. You know, you saved your mother from a life of alcoholism.
Right.
My parents did not drink. My mother drinks 2 sips of wine and she's 2-3 sheets to the wind. So that's that.
Yes, I was just looking out for her.
Good. It's a good son.
I'm a good guy.
You're a good son. Anyway, I'm a Scotch... A whiskey drinker. I used to like the single malt scotches, but I like my Jameson. Hey, I'm looking for a... hey, Jameson.
Any Jameson sales reps out there?
Yep, any Jameson sales rep, give me a call. So what do you want to play next? What other songs? Do you want to do
Art? By the way, I couldn't let this go. That was the Carvels, as Lynn
Pang. The Carvels, thank you.
Song.
Yes.
We'll play something by them. And
Lynn Von Pang and the Carvels are fantastic. Lynn's got such a great voice.
Yeah, us forgetting
Amazing.
The name has nothing to do with their talent.
No. That has to do with me being old and forgetful. I really am losing my memory. It's very distressing.
Oh, mine was really, really bad. And I'm actually... There, most people don't know this, but I had a stroke
I did not know this.
No, there's like two people in the world that know it, so I guess I'm announcing it to the world
right now.
But I didn't know. God. I didn't even know I had a stroke.
Right.
I was having really bad headaches, and they did these tests on me, and they said this isn't related to the headaches at all. But through the tests, we could see you've had a pretty recent stroke.
Oh dear.
And I went, what? They go, it could happen in your sleep. There were mild ones, and it could, you know, you really could have done that. But now I'm thinking it was one of the car accidents I was in, because I don't remember anything from that day. And what they told me, I'm going, so did that, you know, did it screw me up permanently somehow? And they go, well, it didn't affect the part of your mind that does, you know, the movement. What do they call it? The
Motor skills.
Yeah. It didn't affect that. It's more like your thinking and the memory part of your brain. I went, oh my, it's already horrible. I'm like, at least now I got an excuse.
Right.
And now everyone knows. So when I forget your name, I had an effing stroke. Leave me alone.
I have met so many people this past week that have had a stroke.
But I don't look like someone who would have a stroke, do I?
No, but
tell these people I look good.
You look great.
Thank you.
I had dinner with a friend of mine on Sunday. She had a stroke.
It's probably the smoking. I still have a bad vice with a cigarette. So.
I quit smoking cigarettes in 99, baby.
Good to you.
I quit for 13 years, but then I got drunk at a wedding after I had read 23 Philip K. Dick books and all of his characters smoke. And I was like, give me a cigarette. Right now I'm off the weed, too.
Why?
Well, I got sick at Christmas, and usually if I take one day off, I give myself a break. And then I started smoking again, and I just felt incredibly stupid. And then I got sick again,
You know what I say when people are, a lot of times people know me like from this show, and obviously I can't smoke here.
Right.
So they'll see me smoking for the first time, and go, Brian, I didn't know you smoked. And I go, oh, I just started. I heard good things.
Well, you know, didn't doctors used to recommend cigarettes back in the 50s?
Probably.
They did. My father worked in advertising.
Prescribed cocaine.
And I remember when they stopped allowing them to advertise cigarettes in print. And that was the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very expensive habit. I think cigarettes were like $5.50 when I quit smoking. I was like, I'm not spending $5.50 on a pack of cigarettes.
I'm not that old.
I am.
I did start when I was really young, but they were a dollar.
I think they were 30.
No, they're like 11.
30 cents a pack when I started smoking.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little older than you, I guess.
No, not much. I don't think so. We're close.
But if they were a dollar when you started smoking, and they were 30 cents when I started smoking.
It doesn't matter. They're 11 now.
No, in New York, they're like 15.
Oh, 18. I know. I went to buy some 18. Cigarettes and went, I'll bum one from someone, man. Screw that.
You got to go to the Indian reservations and get the tax-free.
Mm.
But don't smoke. Smoking is bad for your health.
Yes.
Like, seriously.
I'll find a PSA on that.
Okay. That sounds good. You might as well do some social... some good things for society while we're here on the radio.
Well, yeah, I think my brother might have died of smoking. He died around my age, and he smoked even more than me. And, Kelly, you think it would teach me, you know? I bet.
People have a switch where they forget to do what's good for them.
And they had a damn stroke! I think I'm going to stroke out right now!
No strokes! Oh, you're not going to play Billy Squire, are you?
No, I'm just looking for my music bed.
Stroke me.
Oh, yeah. I love that song. I like Billy. Billy's from this area.
There was just an article in the paper or something how Billy Squire, his career got destroyed because he made a crappy video.
Oh, yeah. When he's he's crawling across the floor and ripping his shirt
off.
Like Flashdance. That's it.
I'm glad we're on the radio, because I'm doing that right now. Hey, fellas.
Well, I heard he was very gay, actually.
I didn't know anything about that,
but since I've been in radio, I've heard people who worked with him.
I don't really care. You can be gay.
Oh, yeah.
He can be as gay as he wants.
Hey, he can suck my dick. What?
thought you weren't allowed to say stuff like that on the radio. Are you stroking?
Yeah, I got that for an excuse for everything. Sorry, I had a stroke.
I heard you were off the cuff, dude. Now I know it's true. It's more than just hearsay.
Stroke, Brian, stroke.
What's so, next, Dan?
Next, I'm going to tell my Lou Reed story because Dan told me that it was funny. Okay, so I met Lou Reed three times. The first time I was near my job on 89th Street and 5th Avenue, New York City. I saw Lou Reed. Lou Reed saw me see him.
I have to kill you again.
Turned around and ran, and my legs chased after him. I didn't mean
to. You chased down Lou Reed?
I chased down Lou Reed. He finally stopped. I went up to him. He goes, "What do you want?" And I said, "Oh, I just wanted to tell you how great you are." He's like, "Get out of here." So the next time I met Lou Reed, I was at work one day, and I thought to myself, "Oh, I'm going to see Lou Reed today."
And he's mean.
I have been known to be a little psychic. So I'm walking down Broadway, and I get to Broadway and 9th Street, and I turn to my right, and there's Lou Reed. Uh-huh. So I say to Lou Reed, "I knew I was going to see you today." And he just looked at me like I was insane. The third time I met Lou Reed, I was...
I go, "You're insane, Lou! I'm not insane! You're insane!"
So the third time I met Lou Reed, I was performing with Ronnie Spector at B.B. King's, and he came up to me after I played, and he goes, "Wow, you were great! You can sing and play guitar at the same time!" Which I thought was hilarious, because, like, of course I can sing and play guitar at the same time.
I can't.
So anyway, those are my Lou Reed stories.
I can't even play a damn harmonica.
I can't play harmonica either. My mother gave me a harmonica when I went on a bike trip one summer and couldn't bring my guitar. And I played it twice.
Sometimes my band makes me play, and it's just like, you guys really just like me making noise.
Well, maybe they do. Noise is good. Noise is good. Good. All right, well, that was my boring Lou Reed story. It was funnier yesterday.
I'll clap to that. What a Lou Reed story. King of New York. We'll have to play some.
David Peel.
My list is getting big. We need a room for the Rolling Stones bootlegs.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it on.
All right,
Ann's not done.
No, I'm just grabbing them, that's all. I'm just grabbing them. Don't worry about it.
Can you play one more?
Yes, we can play one more. Interstate, what would you like to play?
Let's play Heart.
Heart. All right. We're going to play a song. You got to
Barracuda?
Parallel me. No. This is a song that I wrote inspired by my friend Gas Wild and a...
Oh, I know Gas.
And a young...
Hi, Gas.
A young lady he was dating at the time. All right. And sing along with Interstate on the choruses. You'll see where
it comes
from.
I don't know the words.
You will. With your selfish motivation and your lack of faith, you're kicking around. Situation.
break.
Gonna break it, gonna break it. Gonna break his heart.
He's got a heart to break.
Gonna break it, gonna break it. Gonna break his heart.
He's got a heart to break.
Gonna break it, gonna break it. Gonna break his heart.
He's got a heart to break.
Gonna break it, gonna break his heart. Gonna break it, gonna break his heart. Gonna break it, woo, gonna break his heart. Gonna break it, gonna break his heart. Heart, heart, heart.
That's fun.
All right.
Thank
come
you.
To
the square root.
And we will play that for you tonight, live and in person. We are Ann Husick and Exit 99. Interstate Johnson on guitar. Roger Stoltz on drums. Stu Richards on bass.
Where are these people? Where?
They're on a car. They're driving up from
New
York.
Why didn't they come in?
Because they couldn't fit in the damn room.
You didn't know that, though. Oh, yeah, wait. You're psychic. You
I'm
told
psychic.
Me.
I did know that.
Psychotic.
And my name is Annie Husick. And thank you so much for having here. We're excited to sit here and listen to some Rolling Stones.
We have to hear one more studio track.
Oh, that's just fine with me.
What do you want to hear from Master Plan?
What do you want to hear from Master Plan?
What do you want to hear?
About
something rocking.
How about philosophy?
Okay, philosophy.
Is it rocking?
Philosophy is rocking, but it's heavy. Like, you know, it's about the world.
Yes, yes. That's what we need. Yes, philosophy.
What the world needs now
is philosophy.
Is another Frank Sinatra. Look, I need a hole in my head.
Can we come back and be on your show another day?
Of course you can. The real show in Studio A.
Okay. Now, are we playing this live or are you playing the track?
I'm going to play the track.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Unless you want to play it.
No.
And I'll play something else.
I'm sweaty.
I'll play something else if you like.
No. Play philosophy.
All right. Let me find it.
There. It's somewhere.
Hang on.
Hang on, Sloopy.
You got to bear with me. I had a stroke.
I'm stroking right now.
Stroking out.
Stroke me. I think I like being on the radio.
Yeah, that's why I do it every week.
I'm kind of
that's why I show up.
I'll come up from Boston, from New York every Saturday and sit in the studio.
You can be my co-host. Okay. I don't have one anymore.
Marie
used to be my co-host. That's the first time she's been here in like 5 years.
Oh, I just got a message from Dean Malite.
But I warn you, I drive co-hosts away.
Okay.
They run out of here screaming after a couple of months.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. Dean Malite is from Liberty, New York. Exit 99.
That's right.
And it's Exit 100. Maybe we should have just called the band Exit 100, and we never would have had any of these problems that we're having now. But he said, we sound great. That makes me happy.
That's fantastic.
He's
going to
be at the Worthen tomorrow because that's his gig.
And he's also going to be at the Square tonight.
He's going to be at the Square tonight, but he didn't book me at the Square tonight.
That's true.
Tomorrow night. You booked me at both.
I just have to hear something to get me normal again.
Well, there you go.
Oh, and also
that's
you're...
not it. That's Kate Nash. It's death proof. Ah! I'm stroking.
Don't stroke.
I'll just play your song. What is the name of the song?
Philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fifth track.
Here it is right
there.
There
we are.
All right.
It's long. It's heavy. Enjoy.
And this is Exit 99? Ann Husick
sure
and Exit 99. On 91.5 WMFO.
Innocence has slipped. to call out those guilty. Killing Mother Nature with a lie.
WMFO in Medford. It's probably why does it keep doing? You know why? Because it's supposed to stop. And I'm in Studio C where everything sucks.
Hey, we didn't suck.
You guys didn't suck. You guys brightened it up. you know what? Just because I forgot their name and I haven't played them in a long time, let's hear some Carvel's NYC. And then we'll do some Stones bootlegs, all right? All right, Dan? I love the name of this one. I Fell in Love with a Dead Boy. There we go. 91.5 WMFO, the Carvel's NYC. Lin Pang, we love you. All right. Oh, wait. I don't have it up, man.
Oh, no.
All of that.
What is your name?
Let me start that over again. Radio. No, Carvel's NYC, West Virginia, Mount Mama.
Guess we're gonna have to play the real ones.
Fall in Love with a Dead Boy, take two on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I found you with red tears in your eyes. I ask you, what is your name? You offered no reply. Should have called a doctor before.
I gotta say something.
Second draft.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was the Meat Puppets, not Nirvana. And if you are smart and you read along what we're playing, you would know that we're about to play Stray Cat Blues from Live at Leeds, 1971.
You got it. And it is called Leeds Guitars and TV Stars. And the label...
What track is it, Dan? Because this is moving right now.
And the label is Turd on the Run.
Oh, that's great.
Some great stuff with Mick Taylor.
That's a great song, Turd on the Run from Exile.
Yep, you got it.
Number two, right?
Yep, number two.
I hope this works. There we go.
Blues for you now. Trove D.
All right. with a suitcase in my hand.
Bye. 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hey, we're playing bootlegs, man. You never know what tracks what, but we're just...
Live at Leeds. Someone other than the Who played at Leeds.
Live at Leeds. 3-13-71. We listened to the Stray Cat Blues, and then we went into Love in Vain. Hopefully I will hear that in Houston tomorrow night, opening of the Stones tour. I can't wait. I fly out tomorrow.
I just gotta add, Dan, before we started the live Stones, we had we played the Carvels NYC, I Fell in Love with a Dead Boy, and Meat Puppets Plateau.
Right.
Who I saw, because I see everyone.
So, are you ready for the next song?
Yeah, what is it, Lil' Queenie?
It should be.
Done by Chuck Berry, because I know everything.
It should be Lil' Queenie. So.
Yeah, we don't know. We're not sure if it's the right track, though.
It's the bootleg for you.
All right, let's see what this is. It could be Satisfaction.
Come on.
All right, little mistrack there. We did Brown Sugar. We're gonna try to put on Little Queenie next. Hey, just so everybody knows, here in Boston, the Stones are playing at Gillette Stadium on Thursday, May 30th. May 30th there in Boston. So I got tickets for Houston and Boston.
Boston.
You all set? You want to say something else?
That's it. Let's roll it.
91.5 MFO! WMFO
in Medford.
Oh, I definitely need my music bed when I do the Boston Group Music Tour. La da 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 da. Sometimes I go into my curly mood. What are you doing? Where is the last race? I guess I've been in death group. You see, I don't have the normal CD that I usually put on repeat and just play over and over and over. Here it is. Yay! It's not going.
The hell do you get the CD? There we
go. I made you that one.
91.5 WMF. Look what happened! What the f- I almost swore. I didn't, though.
The microphone just dropped.
It just came apart in my hand.
Talk.
I can talk. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I got to read, too. I got to read through Bootleg Dan. This room sucks! Okay,
Wait, you're all set.
Is it gonna fall on my head? April 27th, 2024. Oh, well, we got 4 minutes. I got one song to play. Let's see. Midway Calling, A Whole Night of the Clash. Featuring members of Dark Crushes, Richie Parsons, Jason Bennett, and more. Also tonight, Stop Calling Me Frank, Diablo Gato, and Dogmatics at the New World Tavern in Plymouth. Oh, I want to play that song. I have to play a Dogmatic song. Sorry, Unnatural Acts. But that's Richie's not even playing with that band name. Wednesday, Hammered Saints are at O'Brien's. There's tons more. I don't have time for that. So,
Don't forget about the Square Root tonight.
Square Root tonight in Hussock, Interstate Johnson, and Exit 99.
With Hummingbird Syndicate in Horsefly Gulch.
You made that name up.
The show starts at 8:30. Be there. And then tomorrow at the Worthing Attic, we've got Ann in Exit 99.
Again
with Connor Storms and the Bouquet and Happy Little Clouds. Again, I'm sorry, I won't be there, but I'm going to be with the Rolling Stones opening night in Houston.
Tonight, Into the Void, Pink Floyd cover band in Norwood at the Magic Room. Sounds really cool if you can't get to those other things. So, what was I playing, man? Oh, I was playing Dogmatics. Do I have time for anything? Time. Street, Thayer Street. Oh, come on, really, man? Where the hell is it? It's not coming up, man. We gonna have to sing it? Oh, that's crazy. We'll just do the Creeper. I'll play Thayer Street for you next week.
Cindy said you did a great job, man.
Who?
Oh, yeah, Cindy was going to call.
Hi, Cindy.
We
thank you.
We had a bigger space and more light.
Yeah, this room sucks. And I had a stroke.
But you had Exit 99 on your show, and that was great.
Yes, Exit. Ann Hussock saved the show. Here's the Creeper, Unnatural X.
The nerd from high school who's gone insane. Vernon Potts has a twisted brain. Everyone in school always gave him shit. Believe in me, he took care of it. Don't call me a creeper. You'll pay for this. Don't
Don't call me a creeper. You'll pay for this. In a bucket of acid, the janitor's dead. The English teacher just lost her head. Vernon did a dance on the coach's face and put the school jock back in his place. Don't call me a creeper. You'll pay for this. Don't call me a creeper. You'll pay for this. Vernon got his by a shotgun blast. Splattered his guts on the schoolyard grass. The only girl who cared came running outside. She thought Vernon was a real nice guy. Don't call him a creeper. You'll pay for this. Don't call him a creeper. You'll pay for this.
Ninety-1.5 WMF.